The Mishnah says that the way to solve the problem of Shehiya is by doing Grufa or Ketuma. So Grufa means to remove the coals, and Ketuma is to put Efer onto the coals to reduce the heat. Just on a Lamaisa level, nowadays we have a fire, we don't get rid of the fire. All we do is just the Ketuma aspect of it, and we're going to get into that tomorrow, the Lamais of this, about using a Blech, and that the Blech is our form of Ketuma. So the question is, both within Grufa and Ketuma, what does one accomplish by doing these? How does one remove the Isser D'Rabbanan of Shehiya by Grufa or Ketuma? So we'll deal with each one individually. We'll first deal with Grufa. So by Grufa, there's a machlokes rishonim as to what exactly is happening. The Yerushalmi, the Ran quotes the Yerushalmi, this is also the opinion of the Ramban and the Rambam, is that one has to remove the ashes completely. You have to completely remove all the ashes, and that's what you accomplish by Grufa. The Ran asks on this opinion that if you have to remove the ashes completely, how is it possible that there is an Isser Shehiya even if you do Grufa? In the case of a tanner, the Mishnah Lama Chesam Beis has a case of a tanner where it's hotter than just a kira, and the Mishnah over there says that even if you do grufa, there's still going to be an Isser D'Rabbanan of Shehiya. So the Ran asks on these opinions that how could it be that you remove the coals completely? If you remove the coals completely, so then there's nothing to stir anymore. So what would be this chashash of an Isser Shehiya? So the Ran himself, he gives an answer, but it's also that answer is also found in the Ramban. The Ramban, who holds of this, gives the following answer. He says, "Im tomar im tzarach ligrof legamri bitoner lama aser." If you have to completely remove the coals, so then why would it be aser to isra shehiya by a toner? So he says, "Ikalamemar lefisha avala gadol marsiach," because there's so much heat in the toner, ain't a near kagarif. So it doesn't look like you actually removed any of the coals. True, you removed all the coals, but it doesn't look like you removed the coals. Alakamoshiyish gachalim sham. It looks like there are coals there, even though you removed it. V'asi lahashos agabi kirushal gachalim v'asi lechtuye. The Ramban says that it's true. You're not going to stir any of the coals in the tanner because you removed all the coals. But what you will do is you're going to confuse it and think that there are gachalim there. There are coals there, and you're going to end up stirring it, and you're going to end up coming to also stir coals which do exist in a regular kira. In a regular kira, you're going to think you're going to be able to stir those coals. So the Ran has a pretty strong question on the Ramban. The Ramban is essentially saying there is no problem in this tanner. In this tanner, you remove the coals completely, there should be no problem. The only reason why there's a problem is because you're going to confuse it with a case where there are coals remaining there, and then you're going to end up stirring it. So the Ran asks on the Ramban that this should be a gzera l'gzera, because the whole Isser of Shehiya to begin with is only an Isser D'Rabbanan. So you're going to tell me that because of this Isser D'Rabbanan, we're going to then aser a case of a tanner where there really is no chashash because you removed all the coals, but we're going to say, oh no, we're going to aser that case lest you come to an oven or to a kira which has coals there, and you're going to stir those coals. So that's a pretty far-fetched gzera. It's a gzera l'gzera. And so therefore the Ran asks, why would we aser in such a case? So the Rambam also holds of this opinion, so he essentially gives a different answer to solve that problem. The Rambam in Gimel Vav says, V'lama asur lahashos l'shohos betoner alfa pisha garif. Why would be aser, the same question, why would be aser to do shehiya with a toner even though you removed all the coals? So he gives a different answer. He says, "Mabnesha hagorif ino gorif el rov ha'esh va'atma." V'yashir ligrof kol ha'esh. He says, "Yeah, we try. Our attempt is part of grufa is to attempt to remove all the coals, but it's impossible. It's impossible to remove everything." V'yashir ligrof kol ha'esh ad shelo tishar nitzotah achas. Mabnesha avolacham shem yechata kedei levar hanitzotos hanisharos betoner. So since it's nearly impossible to remove all the coals, so yeah, by a toner, which is very hot, so then one might come to go ahead and stir the remaining coals that exist. So that would solve the question of the Ran. Either way you go, both the Ramban and the Rambam and the Yerushalmi, they all hold that the concept of Grufa is to remove all the coals. Once you remove all the coals, So then, the reason why this solves the problem of Shihiyah is because there's nothing really to stir anymore. The whole Isser is to stir coals, and there's no coals to stir. The Ran himself gives a different answer. I think he's quoting the Baal Mor. The Ran himself says that the case of Grufa is not where you removed all the coals, it's just that you put it to the side. That's what he says. You put it to the side. What do you accomplish by putting it to the side? So he says that it just acts as a hecker. It acts as a stop sign. Since the coals look different than they usually look, usually the coals are all spread out throughout, since you moved it to the side, so then when you come to this fire, so then you're going to stop. You're going to think to yourself, what's going on here? Things look different, and I'm not going to stir the coals. It's just acting as a hecker. It's like a stop sign. That's all with regards to Grufa. So we have a machlokas as to whether one has to remove all the coals, or it's just about creating this hecker. The Ran says that it's this hecker idea that things have to look a little different. You put everything to the side, and then things look different, and you won't end up stirring the coals because things look different. That's all Grufa. So now let's deal with Ketuma. So in terms of Ketuma, what are you doing? You're putting the Afer onto the coals. So Rashi on the Mishnah says, what does that accomplish? He says, "Oh, ad sheyitein Afer. Agabe gechalim lichsosam." You're covering the coals, v'litzaninam. And you're making it colder. You're making it not as hot through putting the Afer onto the coals. So what? Who cares that you made it cold? So the Ran, this has a little bit to do with what we dealt with yesterday. The Rishonim understood within Rashi that this all is an Isser of Hatmana, about being Mosef Hevel. You're insulating with something which is Mosef Hevel. So the Ran explains for Rashi that proof of that the Ketuma is just that it's, he says, that it's Sphirish in a Mosef Hevel. He says what you accomplish by Ketuma is that you have now reduced the Hevel. It's no longer a case of Davar HaMosef Hevel. This is where all the Rishonim come along and they say, what are you talking about? But it's still hotter than a lot of other cases which are Davar HaMosef Hevel. But the way the Rishonim understand Rashi, what does Ketuma accomplish? It makes it into a case which is not no longer Davar HaMosef Hevel. Assuming that Rashi is dealing with Hatmana, within those, which is how the Rishonim assume. So they say that Ketuma makes it that it's no longer Davar HaMosef Hevel. And they ask, but it still is hotter than other cases which are Davar HaMosef Hevel, which do increase heat. This also seems to be, at first glance, the Pshat and Rashi on Daf Chof Amud Aleph. On Daf Chof Amud Aleph, Rashi also explains what Ketuma accomplishes. So Rashi there on Chof Amud Aleph, Divrei Maaseh Katam, says, Mefazer Efer Milamala, Kidei Lahafig Chomo, Shelo Yosef Hevel B'Shabbos. He says the whole purpose of Ketuma is to reduce the heat, so that it's no longer Mosef Hevel on Shabbos. So you could explain this Rashi in the same way that all the Rishonim understood Rashi, that the whole point of Ketuma is to reduce the heat. There's an Isser of Hatmana B'davar Mosef Hevel, of something which increases the heat. Through Ketuma, you have now reduced the heat. Fine, so that's how the Rishonim understood Rashi. Just to go over something that we did yesterday, because it's going to impact a little bit, I think it's going to impact a little bit for today's discussion. We had a discussion as to what exactly is the Isser Shihiyah. Why are we concerned that one's going to stir the coals? So we wanted to explain that for Rashi, and also the Rambam, it's more explicit than the Rambam, that for Rashi and the Rambam, the reason why one is going to stir the coals is because one wants to cook the food, which is one. That's probably what one would think anyways, but the Rambam says this explicitly, and we thought that this was also the explanation for Rashi, and that's why he deals with this whole Hosafas Hevel idea. But the Rambam says in Gimel Dalet, he says, why is there an Isser Shihiyah? He says, Av pi shehunach mi ba'od yom gzer shem yechad b'kholm kidei lahashlim b'shulo o kidei l'tzamko. The whole reason why we're afraid that you're going to be mechad b'kholm is so that you complete the cooking process, or it's l'tzamko, or it's, even though it's completed, but it's gonna help it through cooking it even further. That's the opinion of the Rambam and Rashi. We pointed out that for Tosas and the Ran, it's possible to understand that the Isser of stirring the coals is for a different reason. It's that since you have just a fire in front of you, it has nothing to do with cooking, but since you have an open fire in front of you, you might go ahead and just pass by it and stir the coals. Nothing to do with the cooking process itself. But since there's an open fire there, so you might go ahead and stir the coals. So according to Rashi and the Rambam, they hold that the whole chashash of Shem Yechata is because one is going to go ahead and stir the coals because they want to complete the cooking process. So for them, we're going to see that ketumah, at least for the Rambam, and we will also see a Rashi who says this, to solve that chashash is to have a case where one is claiming through an action that they no longer want to cook. If you do perform an action where they're being mesiach das, that they no longer want to cook, so there is no longer a chashash of shem yechata. And that's exactly what the Rambam says right afterwards. He says, "Lafichach im garf ha'esh o shechisa ish hakira be'efer o benoros ha'pishtan adaka." If you do grufa or ketuma o sh'amu ha'gachalam shaharehin kimachusas be'efer o shisiku be'kash be'gvava be'galalei behem adaka. Various cases included in within that it's ketuma shari ein sham gachalam bo'aros. It's not; these aren't extremely hot. Hareze mutter l'shalos aleha. If you do perform ketuma, if you reduce the heat, so then it's mutter l'shalos aleha. Why? Sharei hisiach daiti mizeh ha-tavshil, because you're a mesiach das, you no longer want this tavshil to get cooked. You're performing an action to show that you don't want to get cooked anymore. Be'in gozrin shem yechata be'esh. So there's no reason to have this gzera anymore. And I think this is also, at first glance, an explicit gemara on Daf Lam and Zayin Amad Aleph that it has to do with mesiach das. The gemara Lam and Zayin Amad Aleph is discussing a case where you performed ketumah, you put the efer on the coals to reduce the heat, and then v'hovera, then it reignited. So you already performed that action, and then it reignited. So at this point in time already, it's you can't really tell your action that you performed at the very beginning. So the Gemara says, after a little bit of a discussion, the Gemara says that this the chiddush here is that we're dealing with the fact that it was ketuma v'hovera. Ma'u detema kevin d'hovera hadra le lemilsa kamaisa. Since it reignited, so then you might have thought that the ketuma to begin with was really meaningless. Because it's reignited, when you're looking at the fire right now, you can't even tell your original action. Kamash Malon, that no, the ketumah still works to have a heter of shehiyah. It still works. So Rashi there explains why. What would be the reason? Why would you possibly think that you're allowed to leave it there if it reignited? So he says, because Shani Hacha de Kitma Vegali Daite Delo Nichalei Bitsmuke. No, since originally, in your original action, you already show that you don't want this food to really get cooked further because you performed this action of ketumah. Therefore, even though it reignited, it doesn't make a difference, and now it is mutter to perform shehiyah. So both Rashi and the Rambam have this idea of hesach hadas. Based on this Rashi, Rav Moshe, an Aleph Tzadi Gimel, I believe, Divrei Maskil Lafi, says this is also how you could explain the other Rashis. All the other Rashis just said was that you made it colder. Rashi in the Mishnah says that you reduced the heat, and also the Rashi in Daf Chafim Aleph says that you reduced the heat. So the Ran explained that why does Rashi mentioning that you're reducing the heat? Rashi is mentioning that because we're dealing with Hatmana B'davar HaMosef Hevel, and through reducing the heat, it's no longer a Davar HaMosef Hevel. That's how the Ran understood Rashi. Rav Moshe says that based on this Rashi now in Lamed Zayin Beis, we can understand those Rashis differently. He says Rashi in Lamed Zayin Beis clearly understands that the point of ketumah is to be mesiach das. It's to show that you don't really want this to get fully to cook further. You don't want to stir the coals. So then the reason why Rashi mentions in the other Rashis that it just reduces the heat is because that's how one is shows that they're mesiach das from it, because it reduces the heat, that therefore it shows that a person is mesiach das, he no longer wants the food to get cooked further. This is also the opinion of the Ramban. The Ramban also mentions this. On Lam Vav and Beis, it's over here, Divrei Maskil Ad, he says, V'hatam lefisha ma'arev efer v'esh lagamri silek daita mechitu ha'esh. When it's mesalek das from chitu ha'esh, Vikvar kilkolo v'hisiach daita mimenu. You completely removed your das from it. So we have Rashi, the Ramban, and the Rambam, who all understand that it's about being mesiach das. And l'chora, a clear raya for this is the Gemara in Lamazayim Manalaf, in a case where you did ketuma, you put the efer on the coals, and then it reignited. The Lecha Mishnah asks on the Rambam, says V'yesh Tema. Malachi Mishnah is found on the Mar Makomos. V'yesh Tema Rabbeinu Eich Lo Hiskiru Gam Breish Parakira Amru Kitma V'nis Lafta Somchun Lo V'mkaimen Alaha Rabbeinu Lo Hiskiru V'tzarchin. It's a very similar case in Lamed Zayin Manav. It's not the exact Mar that we quoted, but it's essentially the same case where you performed Ketuma, you put the Eifer on the coals, and then it reignited, and that should be mutter. The Gemara says that that's mutter, and the question the left mission asks is, how come the Rambam didn't mention that case? Especially since, based on what we're saying now, the whole opinion to say that what does Ketum accomplish? It's based on Mitziyav Das. This Gemara should be a clear raya for that. It's clear from this Gemara that it's all about being Mitziyav Das. But how come the Rambam didn't mention it? So the Merkavah Mishnah says that the reason why the Rambam didn't mention it is because it's obvious. Once the Rambam told us, it's so obvious. Once the Rambam told us that it's about being Mesiach Das, the whole issue is just from the onset, if you're Mesiach Das, you show, not just the Merkavah's Mishnah, but also Aaron, once you've shown that you no longer want to cook with this fire, so then it's obvious. If it reignites later on, it doesn't make a difference. You already showed that you don't care about what's going on here. So therefore the Rambam doesn't have to mention this Gemara. That's what the Merkavah's Mishnah answers for the Lecha Mishnah's question. So the Ran is the one that argues on this Shita. The Ran, we saw that this was the Rambam, the Ramban, and Rashi. The Ran holds that no, all this is doing is really just acting as a hecker. He doesn't mention anything about being Mesiach Das. All this is a hecker. Similar to what the Ran said for Grufa. What did the Ran say for Grufa? By Grufa, you're not removing all the coals. By Grufa, all you're doing is just putting it to the side. What do you accomplish by putting it to the side? By putting it to the side, you're basically creating a stop sign. You're saying, things look different here. Now I know that I shouldn't stir the coals. It's a stop sign. It's a warning. So too, Ketumah is accomplishing the same exact thing, according to the Ran. According to the Ran, Ketumah is saying that, look, I put the Afer here. The Afer has to go out. The Ran says it has to go throughout. It doesn't have to be so much. It just has to go throughout all the coals so that you can notice it wherever you look. And therefore, it acts as a hecker. So the Ran holds that both by Grufa and by Ketuma, it's just acting as a hecker. So I thought that the Ran, this Ran, could be Lishitaso to what we said yesterday, or at least fits very nicely. It's not Mochroch, but it fits very nicely. We said yesterday that according to the Ran, the Cheshasher doesn't have to be about cooking. It's a Cheshasher that if you have an open fire that's right in front of you, so then you might go ahead and stir the coals. So it's possible for the Ran that being Mesiach Das in the cooking is not even going to help you. It can only be about a hecker. Because it's not about the cooking process, according to the Ran. According to the Ran, it's just if you have an open fire, you might go ahead and stir the coals, regardless of how much it impacts the whole cooking process. You could only bring in the concept about Mesiach Das from cooking, that you no longer want to cook it, if you hold that the whole chashash of Shem Yechateh, that you might go along and stir it, is because you want to cook it. If the whole chashash of Shem Yechateh is only because you want to cook it, so then be Mesiach Das and saying you no longer want to cook it, that solves the problem, because now you no longer want to cook it. But if the whole problem of chashash of Shem Yechateh is that you have an open fire that's right in front of you, and you might just go ahead and play with the coals, and move around the coals, so being Mesiach Das on the cooking process has nothing to do with that. It's irrelevant. So therefore the Ran has to give a dip shot. So he has to give the pshat about a hecker. So he says that the whole idea of Gruf of Ketuma is just about a stop sign. It's all a stop sign to say things look different here. Don't stir the coals. It's interesting also in the other direction. You don't have to say this, but it just ends up being that in the other direction, the Rambam and the Ramban, they hold that the idea for Ketuma is about being Mesiach Das. Right? But by Grufa, neither one says that it's about a hecker. They say that by Grufa, it's about removing all the coals. It's not a hecker, it's just that you no longer have the Metzias of stirring the coals. So for the Rambam and the Ramban, who hold that it's about being Mesiach Das, it's specifically not about a hecker. You can't even have the option of a hecker. Both by Grufa and Ketuma, it has nothing to do with a hecker. It has nothing to do with having a warning sign. All it is about removing the coals, or Ketuma, which is about being Mesiach Das in the whole cooking process. Because they hold that the whole reason why you might stir the coals is because you're going to improve the whole cooking process. But if you show through an action that you no longer want to improve the cooking process, so then that will also create a heter of shihia. So The question on the Ran, the big question on the Ran, is the Gemara in Daf Lamed Zayin. The Ran says that everything is about a warning sign. You have a sign telling you not to stir the coals. But the Gemara in Lamed Zayin tells us that you have a case here where you performed ketumah, you put the Afer on the coals, and then what ended up happening was that it reignited. So at this very moment, according to the Ran, you go and you're standing in front of the fire, and there's nothing telling you not to stir the coals. There's no longer a hacker here. So why would that case be mutter according to the Ran? So Rav Moshe, he's not dealing with this directly, but Rav Moshe does give an explanation for this Gemara, which will help for the Ran. Rav Moshe, here in Dalad Ayin Dalad Bishol Oslamid, explains that this case is dealing with where you still need some sort of hacker. He says it's not true that it reignited completely, and that you can't really tell your original action of the ketumah. He says you can't say that really there is a hacker going on here. And you have to say this. You have to say this for the Ran. Otherwise, this Gemara is completely against the Ran. So the Ran is going to explain that this whole case is dealing with where there is a hacker. True, it reignited, but it didn't reignite completely, so there's still a hacker here telling you not to stir the coals. It's interesting just to deal with Rav Moshe a little bit. Well, the nafkamina between these two cases would be the following case. Between these two explanations would be the following case, right? The two explanations are either Mesiach Das, that you don't want to be involved in the cooking process, or that you need a hacker. The other option is like the Ran, that you need a hacker. So the nafkamina would be in a case where, let's say nowadays you have a blech, and the blech, put on the blech from before Shabbos, and then it falls off on Shabbos. The blech falls off the fire on Shabbos. So are you now allowed to go ahead and put food directly on the fire? Directly on the fire. So according to the opinions that say that it's based on Mesiach Das, that you removed any intention from cooking because you reduced the power of the flame. So okay, you did that at the very beginning, from before Shabbos. You put the blech on the fire. You now show that you don't have any intentions to use this flame in a powerful way. So the fact that it fell off shouldn't make a difference. In the end of the day, I performed this action of ketumah, and that if so what that it fell off. In the end of the day, I could put the fire directly on the flame. However, if you hold like the Ran, that it's about a hecker, that you need to have some sort of warning there to tell you that you shouldn't stir the coals, so then you need that constantly. That's exactly how Rav Moshe explained the Gemara in Daf Lamed Zayin. You always need a hecker. So that if the blech fell off the fire, so then you wouldn't be able to put the food onto the fire. So until now we've discussed two shitas. We've only had two shitas so far. We had the shita of the Rambam and the Ramban, and we have the shita of the Ran. The Rambam and the Ramban hold that it's about being Mesiach Das. It's showing that you don't want to use this flame in a powerful way for the cooking process. And for the Ran, it's about a hecker. Rav Moshe seems to have a middle shita here, because when he's discussing the blech case, he uses both lashonos. He uses the lashon of a hecker, and he also says that the hecker has to do with Mesiach Das. So it's a little hard to exactly read this Rav Moshe based on these two different understandings. Like, what exactly is Rav Moshe doing using both of these lashonos? So it seems that the way Rav Moshe understood the opinion of that Mesiach Das, the opinion of the Rambam and the Ramban, is that it's not just about Mesiach Das, but it's that you need a certain warning. The Rav Moshe is explaining that they really agree to the Ran. You need a hecker, but you need a specific type of hecker. It's not just a stop sign. The stop sign has to be telling you something. For the Ran, you just need any hecker whatsoever, either like by Ketumah, where everything's to the side, things look different. By Grufa, sorry. Grufa, where everything's to the side, things are stuff that look a little different. Or by putting Afer onto it, things look a little different. But according to the Ram and the Ramban, according to Rav Moshe, you need a specific type of hecker. A hecker where the stop sign is telling you, you don't want to be involved in this process of cooking. You don't want the fire to be so powerful. It's a specific type of hecker. So Rav Moshe says, based on his understanding of the Rambam and the Ramban, he says, according to him too, you also have to, even according to the Rambam and the Ramban, you have to explain the Gemara as follows. The Gemara in Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, which is discussing where you did perform ketumah and then it reignited. So even according to those opinions, that it's about Mesiach Das, you need the hecker the entire time. So therefore he explains that you need that hecker even after reignited. There still has to be some sort of hecker there. It has to be still look a little different than when you originally started that fire. You still have to see the impact of the ketumah. Even according to the opinions about Mesiach Das, this is how Rav Moshe understands the Rambam and the Ramban. And therefore he says, in the case where the blech fell off the fire, so then the Rambam and the Ramban would really agree to the Ran. There wouldn't be a machlokas here. Everyone would agree that you need some sort of hecker. You need a warning sign there. Just a machlokas, what that warning sign is accomplishing. Is it just a warning sign? Or is it there to a specific type of warning sign, which is saying that you don't want to be involved in the process? But in the end of the day, you need something there constantly, according to Rav Moshe. So therefore, Rav Moshe is saying that when the blech, if the blech went off the fire, so then you would not be able to put the food back onto the fire directly. I believe the Shmir Shabbos says not like that. I think the Shmir Shabbos says that if you take the blech off of the fire, or not if you take it off, but if it accidentally goes off, just parenthetically, if you did take it off the fire, what would you do? What would be the din if you took it off the fire actively? So I think from there, it's clearly the opposite of that being Misiyat Hadas. You're clearly showing that you want the fire. So we're obviously dealing here with cases where it accidentally fell off. So I think Shmir Shabbos says that if it accidentally fell off, so then one would be able to put the food directly onto the fire on Shabbos. So it's clear, according to that opinion, that they disagree with Rav Moshe. And that opinion would hold that the Pshat and the Rambam and the Ramban is that it's not a combination of a heker, a specific type of heker, which is showing that you don't want to be involved in the cooking process. No, it's nothing to do with a heker, totally against the Ran. All it has to do with is the fact that you are Mesiach Das in that original action that you performed. You were showing that you don't want to be involved in the cooking process. So that alone is what creates the heter shihiyah. You don't want to be involved in the cooking process, so now there's no longer a chashash that you're going to stir the coals. So even if it fell off afterwards, so then one could put the food back on the pot. I think tomorrow we're going to deal with the halach lamaises of shihiyah. We're coming to a conclusion to the shihiyah and the gemaras and the rishonim. We're going to deal with the halach lamaises tomorrow.